on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey friends, it's me again, Christina. I know. You're wondering where the hell Brian and Chrissy are. And honestly, so am I. No one is answering my messages. So I guess we're gonna just keep sifting through the dregs of TCB until someone deigns to answer me. And unlucky for us, there's a shitload of dregs. This next segment is one of my personal faves. From episode 230, it's Every Guy I've Ever Dated. I mean, Adam the Liar.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The chance, first of all, who's clapping in this? Okay, just to point this out, this is a random human being on YouTube who this video has about 607 views, so you can tell the popularity of his social media.
He doesn't seem to be taking his own advice.
Yeah, he's, first of all, second of all, this guy is like mystery. He shows up at some, you know, hotel room, puts up a whiteboard
and a plant.
Yeah, and he has six people behind him clapping. About what? What's he clapping for?
Welcome. You watching this video right now on social media are incredibly high. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, wherever you are watching this. And yet, I want to ask you one question. The energy that you put into online dating, like your online dating profile, does it match the energy that you put into being attractive on social media? I see it all the time, especially nowadays with Facebook dating, where Facebook dating populates your Facebook dating profile based off your Facebook. And you'll see these like awkward pictures, really lame answers that people put. And your social media just doesn't make you attractive. When you think about the celebrities and all the icons you know that you
love
really,
the
really
guy
well
with the
life.
Celebrity.
They got some B-roll footage of the celebrity. It's this guy.
In a flannel shirt.
I think this guy is about to tell you, without having watched too much of this video, I think this guy is about to tell us that we're supposed to fake everything on our profile to make us more attractive.
Makes sense. I think that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And have huge followings. They're attractive on social media. Some of my favorite things to look at are like the Instagram models that do Instagram versus...
Of course! Some of my favorite things to look at are big tits and tiny little bikinis. I'm Jack Jackinoff, and I'm going to tell you how to get 607 views on your next YouTube.
Reality. And they take the same picture twice. One of them is with all the lighting and all the touch-ups, and the other one is them looking awkward, and they just look like a normal human being. Every time I look at those, I don't think, ha-ha, see, that's a real, regular, normal person. I think, wow, there's a lot of effort that goes into being attractive.
I think, wow, that's amazing. How did you make yourself look so beautiful with all those boobs and all that makeup?
Social media. And then when I look at that, I think the reason that most people are unattractive on social media is because they're unwilling to put the effort in to make themselves more attractive.
Oh, my God.
Well, to fake it.
Yeah, they're unwilling to spend thousands of dollars to
make fake pictures.
Maybe that's why we don't have a social media presence. It's because we just don't ever give a shit.
No.
Yeah. I don't do my makeup before I come on the commercial break.
With that.
Little secret.
Now, there's a phrase that people always say at this point. Anyone want to guess what that phrase is?
Where in the world?
This is ridiculous. There's people at these like card tables.
Yeah, there's seven people at a card table, and
they look bored.
Do you think they paid to get in there? I don't think so. He probably picked them off the street,
yeah,
right?
Like, please come and be a part of this video.
Yeah,
I'm faking this video, so
I'm trying to make this video look good.
Life isn't real life. Why should I pretend to be someone I'm not? That's the phrase that we hear. Well, the simple answer is because most people are lusting after people who are portraying themselves in their best light.
Best light?
Wow.
Or fake light?
This guy's a class A asshat. Yeah, best light means fake light.
Right.
Best light means, you know, I made it all up for Instagram. And he's encouraging you to do the same thing.
I mean, it's so crazy. Case in point, I see a friend of ours that we know that all the time, you know, looks like they are just having the time
of
their
world.
Life.
Yeah.
They're jetting here, there, everywhere.
Scuba dub-dub-doo.
Positive quotes and all kinds of stuff. But yet, behind closed doors.
They're a fucking shit show. There's nothing good going on in their lives. Yeah. Now, listen, that's also a very serious thing, too. But I would pretty much think that any therapist or any sociologist or anyone who's paying attention to the social media phenomenon, which is everyone,
yes,
would tell you to do the exact opposite. Trying to live up to crazy standards, right, will drive you fucking crazy.
That's why there's a big issue with adolescent, you know, because, yeah, these kids are seeing things they can't live up to.
Yeah.
This lights and Photoshop and everything.
I know. I'm trying to make myself look like a 13-year-old influencer on fucking TikTok. I feel like I'm never going to be that.
Not about who you're not. That Instagram model is that Instagram model. They have spent time, energy, and effort to know how to portray themselves in their best light. I am the same me that I always am. But when I look back at my Facebook and I look at my 10-year challenge, what I looked like 10 years ago and what I look like today, I am far more attractive today than I was 10 years ago.
Good for you, buddy.
I think your dad bod would argue, yeah, differently, but okay.
If I look at myself 10 years ago compared to 10 years before then, I was more attractive 10 years ago than I was 20 years ago. My attractiveness has improved. In fact, if I should draw it here.
He's about to draw a graph chart of his attractiveness. I love this.
It's improved.
Wait, let's see.
It would look
like, looks like a boner. Look at my attractiveness. It went up by 6 inches.
Why, Brian?
Why, Brian 3000? This guy is a class A douche.
I mean, wow.
When I look at myself, my attractiveness went up like a hockey stick.
Way.
Yeah. Is that why you're doing social media conferences to 7 people who do not look interested in anything you have to say?
No.
My social media, my personal posts, everything.
That's a hell of a graph chart that he just drew. He drew a circle. He drew a half circle.
That's
he
it.
Drew a boner, basically.
I mean, it just goes up. That is a conscious effort that I put in to make myself more attractive as time goes on. I already know what 65-year-old me looks like. You guys don't know, but
I'll look better than ever.
I'm going to look like the most... I'm getting younger as we speak. I'm like Benjamin Button. Why, Brian 3000?
Thanks for the magic, yeah, Photoshop.
These results have been not been guaranteed by the FDA.
Because I'm going after the Dos Equis most interesting man in the world. That is the look that I'm going for. I'm starting it today, and when I'm 65, that's the goal. I think that that's a pretty attractive man. 65, traveling the world, doing crazy things, sword fighting on top of castles.
And doing I bet you're sword fighting on top of castles, bro. What are you using as swords? That boner you just drew? I mean, yeah, come on, man.
Sword fighting on
top of castles? Who's 65 and sword fighting on top of castles? What the fuck is that? I'm scuba diving with elephants.
Or else he does. And I'm like, that's where I want to be when I'm 65 years old. I think I'm well on my way.
So what I want to do is put together a photo shoot on a castle.
So what I want to do is I want to buy a castle.
Hire a whole set.
I got to find another 65-year-old with a dick just as big as this one. And then we're going to get up there and start swinging at each other.
I'm going to post it.
I'm doing whatever else he does. And I'm like, that's where I want to be when I'm 65 years old. I think I'm well on my way to that. People that know me are like, yeah, Adam's kind of like already there.
But Adam's a pretty much of an asshole. Yep. He's an asshole.
Yeah. People that know me know.
Oh, I can see all the people that know Adam watching this going, like, what a fucking cock. Yeah. He is not better looking than he was 10 years ago.
That's the goal. But this is a conscious effort. Every time I make an effort to make myself more attractive, it takes time, energy, and commitment.
Why is he putting bad B-roll footage in between
it's
these shots?
It's photo shoots, too. Like,
I know.
I mean, I guess he's suggesting that you need to get
a professional photographer for your Instagram.
Which we did do.
Yeah, which we did do. I think we've used one of those pictures. They are good. To be fair, they are good, but we used one of them. Chrissy and I spent a whole afternoon with a guy, and we walked in, and he's like, what do you want to do? And we're like, you're the photographer, dude. He spent hours trying to make us look skinnier, healthier, less hungover. Didn't work.
People around me that watch me do this say to me, wow, you're so amazing. You do all these great things. And you're so lucky.
Wow, you're so amazing. You do all these great things. You're well on your way to being the world's most interesting man. Who's around him? People he pays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know people like this. Yeah, they have posses they walk around with. Mm-hmm. I go to these conferences, some of these podcasters, have posses that they walk around with. 6 or 7 people holding their coffee and jotting down notes as they talk. And I swear to God, I swear on all that's holy. There's one character in the industry that I know that just walks around, and every time that that person talks, someone else is behind them jotting down notes. Someone is holding their coffee. Someone's got their bag. Mm-hmm. Someone is running to the next person. So-and-so is coming by. Can you have a minute to talk? And it's like, oh my God, really? Fucking podcaster. Let's not get it twisted. What we do here is unimportant in every stretch of the word.
That's true.
There is nothing important about what we're doing.
It's for entertainment only.
Yeah, that's it. But some people think they're important. Right. I mean, listen, I guess if you're making $100 million at Spotify.
Don't you know who I think I am?
Yeah, don't you know who I think I am? Better than most, not as good as the best.
Yes.
That's the commercial break in a nutshell. If we ever start taking ourselves too seriously, please call us on our bullshit. Please.
You know, it's so fortunate to be in that situation. It's not luck. It's not fortune. It's hard work.
It's not luck. It's not fortune. It's daddy's credit card. Of course it is. I'm on my third Range Rover this month. Thanks, daddy. Good night, my binky.
My water bottle.
My wadi bobby.
Action. They're the people that everybody wants. And it's not because they're beautiful. It's not because they're attractive.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's because of the effort they put in.
No, it's not. No one gives a shit. No one looks at Instagram and goes, wow, that's a lot of effort you put in. I got a chubby over all that effort. I mean, come on. I don't sit around looking at hot Instagram models and thinking about all the effort they put in.
Yeah.
That shows the result of them being attractive. So, when it comes to yourself and your social media profile, you got to ask yourself, what does your social media profile say about you? Once upon a time, social media wasn't as important as it is today. Nowadays, I like to think of it as your life resume. If somebody wants...
Wow, dude.
Your life
did you
resume.
Have to... did you do ayahuasca to come up with that great interpretation of life in general? Once upon a time, social media wasn't that important, but now it's your life's resume. If that's my life's resume, I haven't been alive since 21. I died in the pandemic.
Give you a job. If somebody wants to date you, if somebody wants to hang out with you and be your friend, your social media is one of the first things they'll look at.
I really like this person. They're super cool. Yeah. Let me check out their social media.
Let me check out their social media.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. They put zero effort into that photograph. Hey, John, it's Brian. Just called to let you know I can't be friends with you. You put zero to little effort into your photographs on Instagram. I'm really disappointed by your life's resume. I gotta go. Don't hang around with effortless losers. You're like, wow, that was a weird phone call. Who's Brian?
When somebody meets you, it's very common to trade Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever. And then they'll go through it and they'll look back over the last couple of months to see what kind of person you are. They'll see how you vote. They'll see how you treat people online. They'll see all sorts of things about you. So if you want to portray yourself in your best light possible and be as attractive as possible, it makes
lie.
Sense.
Lie. That's what he's telling you to do.
Yeah.
He's telling you to lie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't be
portray
honest.
Portray
yourself as something you're not.
Exactly.
Because that's going to make you more attractive. But don't worry about the lying part. It's the effort you put in that they'll appreciate.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. All those, you know, paid photographs.
Yeah. I'm not a 23-year-old millionaire with a huge cock, but I put a lot of effort into pretending I was. It's okay, honey. I still think you're super hot. It's all that effort.
To develop an attractive social media profile. So when it comes to social media, there's some key elements that we need to look at about your profile.
Could you stop with all the fucking music, dude? Could you stop with all the... Okay.
Your life is changing while you're listening to Adam. He's telling you how to be a better person by lying. He's Adam, the liar.
Well, that are going to make you naturally more attractive. The first...
Oh, let's see what he does here.
Is photos... The second are posts.
Dude, what is this guy has a whiteboard so he can write words that he's saying down? I hate these type
first
of people.
Photos. Second, post them.
And by the way.
God, I never would have thought of that.
He's writing in Sanskrit. He doesn't even have. He can't,
thank God he's telling me how to do it. First you take photos, then you post them.
Then you post them. tip.
I mean, light bulb moment.
We have been posting and then we've been taking the photos. Yeah. Check out this great photo from the photo shoot. And then 3 weeks later, the photo comes. That's how I was taught.
Yeah.
Thank God for Adam.
Yeah, you pose first, yeah. Take the photo second.
Thank God for Adam and his whiteboard. We wouldn't know how to lie to everyone on Instagram. He's Adam the liar. Hello, all my friends out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world, 855-TCB-8383. Make sure to visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes air a few days after they do here on the audio feed, and starting in season 4, the same day. You can go to the TCB Podcast website at tcbpodcast.com, hear all the audio, and watch all the video. You can also contact us all from tcbpodcast.com. Please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and feel free to use our specialized URLs and or codes when you hear them on the commercials. Speaking of those sponsors, let's take a moment, hear from them, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
Is your about or your description?
Oh, wow, we're getting deep.
Deep. I mean, he's giving us, he's unlocking the key.
Yeah, however much we paid for this, I mean, double it. Because this is great information.
Fill out your about.
You fill out your about, yeah. But lie.
Yes, exactly.
So tell the truth. Put effort into lying on that part.
These are what I would consider things that make you attractive on social media. I've actually seen situations where you look through somebody's social media, and as you go through it, you realize that all they
they're
do is post
an idiot.
Pictures themselves.
Yeah,
it
doesn't take me long to figure that one out.
Communicate or type or text, and those profiles are kind of boring. Like, you kind of lose interest in them. You
they
really
were real.
You want to be massive.
Yeah, oh yeah, because real life is not all that interesting. Wake up, shit, shower, shave, do it again tomorrow. I mean, come on. Occasionally on Saturday, I climb Stone Mountain like 300 other people taking the same fucking photograph. What do you want me to do, Adam? You want me to take out the mountain and pretend I'm Superman? Look, I've learned how to fly today.
You need to have all four of these things in line. So we're going to tackle each one of these separately, and we're going to talk about what you could do to make each one optimized.
Wow, someone actually paid this guy for this course. This is insane. I hope not.
No.
I hope not. No. I hope these are people just off the street that actually got $100 just for sitting through his bullshit.
Yeah, they were paid.
Yeah, but if you have to be taught how to make a post on Instagram, you should not be on Instagram.
Exactly.
I mean, we all learn at some point, but if you can't figure that out in like 10 minutes, you're my mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. I'm twatting. Okay, Mom. Did you get my twat message? No, I did not, Mom. Oh, I thought I sent two of them.
You did?
Yeah. Who'd you send them to? I'm not sure. I pressed the button that said tweet.
So we'll start with photos. There are a couple of key elements that make photos look good. One, you need to be the subject of the
photo. One, you need to have a completely different body double. You're ugly.
You need to go into a field. Yeah. I guess is what he's saying.
First, fast for 24 to 72 days. Second, work out hard for 24 to 72 days. Third, get a body double. You're still ugly.
Photo. If you're taking pictures of your food, of landscapes, and you're not in them, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. You need to be in every picture on your Facebook or on your Instagram, or at least in the majority of them. It's even better if that picture is further away. Not because you don't want to be close to the picture, but because it makes you seem more like a subject, like a star of a movie, or, you know, the subject.
What in the good fuck? Where did this guy learn? He made this up all on his own.
I'm dying to know what his actual social media looks like.
We should look this up. I wish I... Adam.
Here he's showing somebody that rented a hot air balloon. And
expert. Yes. I want you to get up in that air balloon and go 7,000 feet in the sky. I'm going to take a picture of you. You're going to be a movie star. Let's see. Adam's social media expert here. Let's see if we can... I think it's Adam Gray. I think is his name. And he's a social media... Yeah, you're right. We have to know. Oh, no, that's definitely not him. This guy's 72 years old.
No, that's him. Yeah, see, now look at
he's just putting in effort. He's just putting in effort. Okay, here, I'll let this play and I'll see if I can find it.
Of a modeling shoot, meaning you need somebody else to take your picture for you. Now, there's a couple of ways of doing this. One is get used to the selfie timer. Hit the selfie button, put it over there and take a picture of yourself. The other way to do it is just ask a friend to take pictures of you. But no matter what, even if I took a picture of my
friend. Yeah, just be that annoying friend. Take a picture of me.
Yeah, be that absolutely obnoxious. Take a picture of me.
I need to post it.
I know. Okay, here we go. Hold on one second. I think I got him here. Ask the dating coach.
He's a dating coach too?
Yeah, he's a dating coach too.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah, trust me. There's a lot of this guy's going to be with us for a long time. Ask the dating coach is such an askthedatingcoach.com. Here we go. I just have to find out. Oh, he wants me to join his mailing list. Adam Lyons is his name.
Okay.
Okay, now we'll go to Adam. I guarantee he has like 125,000 followers, none of which interact with his posts.
Yeah.
Let's watch this. Adam Lyons, social media expert. Let's see here.
He doesn't even have
an Instagram.
What?
That's crazy. No, he doesn't have it on his page. How are you going to be giving social media experts and then you don't even have a page here?
Like that clicks through to
Okay,
Instagram?
Wait, hold on. I found it. All right, here it is. Nope, that is also definitely not him. He's a creative sorcerer. I'll look it up and I'll find out. But I guarantee this guy has... His social media posts must be wild.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
wild.
Him.
For the picture, if I could. Because the more you show a picture of yourself with the food, the more attractive you're going to be. Now, that doesn't mean...
No, that's not right. That's not right at all. Have I ever told you the story? The Lonely Fans girl?
Yes.
On my Facebook. Let me explain for those of you who haven't been around since episode number two. Yes. On episode number two, I explained that the entirety since the pandemic has started. I understand sex work is work and I'm not making fun of that. That's not what I'm making fun of. Please understand me. But OnlyFans, who is a big source of revenue for a lot of people, and especially during the pandemic, and especially a lot of females who had some measure of fandom.
Yes.
And then they would go and take, you know, risque photographs and they would put them up and people would pay them good money for that. People are making hundreds of thousands of dollars that way.
However, soon going to be doing that with our feet.
Yes, I'm soon going to be doing that with my feet. And I might move up to my penis if things go well. I'm just sharing that. I'm going to show the Adam curve. This girl, all she was doing on her Facebook for months and months and months were showing risque photos in rather revealing lingerie. And we're talking like the kind of lingerie that shows your nipples and your whole chucha, right? Yeah. There's no covering up whatsoever. Yeah, it's totally sheer. It's not my style. She wasn't my style. I wouldn't, you know, it wasn't my thing. I wouldn't have paid. But what she would do to beat the algorithm is she would build a story, and that story would have two pictures of her eating some kind of food, which was absolutely disgusting. No one wants to see that food in your fucking mouth. And then some picture of her nipple, and then back to some picture of the food. It was gross. Don't do that. Don't put yourself in food photographs.
I don't have pictures of just my food up on social media because I absolutely do. But it's a rarity. I'm far more likely to put a picture of myself.
It's what I'm eating at the top of the mountain and the Hungary.
I'm the world's most interesting man. Everyone wants to see me in the photographs. Hey, it's me. Taking pictures of me.
I like to find a balance so I don't look completely vain.
I like to find a balance between really vain and absolutely vain. Somewhere in there, it's just mainly vain. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe he's actually putting this on video.
Yeah. No, I can't.
But still, you got to make sure that you appear in your pictures at least somewhat frequently. Another key element that's going to make your pictures look more attractive is get them professionally done. Like, something that is really fun to do, especially nowadays, is if you've got a friend with a DSLR camera, hire them once a month. Pay them $50 to come out with you and take some pictures.
I'm not talking about $50.
First of all, good luck finding a photographer for $50. My son wouldn't take your photographs for $50, and he's 4. I know. He'd be like, "Hey, Dad, what's up? Give me a hundo. What's going on there?"
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I'll pay you $50 if you come to a field with me and take some pictures.
Hey, why don't you take that $50 and shove it up your ass? I could make.
It takes $50 to fill up your gas tank.
Yeah, I could take one picture of me eating chicken pot pie on OnlyFans and make $100. Doesn't even fill up your gas tank. Doesn't buy a gallon of milk these days. $50. What's this guy talking about? First of all, second of all, you don't want to seem too vain, but you want to hire a photographer every 30 days to take new photographs of you? You're not getting that much better looking by with age.
Find a friend with a DSL camera. Okay, yeah. First of all, very few people have those now.
That's right.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
Our phone is our DSLR camera. And if you do, if the person does have the DSL camera, they're not
interested.
For $50.
Yeah, they're not doing it in $50, and they're not interested in taking your social media photographs. No. Yeah, they already hate doing those weddings. They want to be some highbrow photographer showing their work in New York. They don't want to take your social media fucking photograph. How do the green shoes go with the brown pants?
Can I see your portfolio? Well, yes. This is when I took Brian's social media pictures.
Wow, there's like thousands of photographs in here. Yeah, 99% of Brian's Instagram pictures.
Brian hired me once a month.
This is Brian in a hot air balloon. This is Brian eating a hot dog, but from far away, so it seems like he's famous. This is Brian in the mirror. This is Brian in the mirror again. This is Brian showing himself again in the mirror.
Brian in the field.
Here's Brian going out on Friday night. He didn't really go out. He just dressed up. Here's Brian going out on Saturday night. I had to get him up for that photograph. Here's Brian doing Sunday brunch, but it's really in his back porch with his kids. He's still single, by the way. But I got $5,000 out of it. He gives me $50 every time.
honing in on your skills.
Yeah. I'm honing in on my social media skills. You got to spend it to make it, if you know what I mean. I'm going to be an influencer as soon as I get over that 500 follower mark. They say the first three are the hardest.
Right.
Not a professional, just a friend with a good camera. You give them $50, they get to practice using their brand new camera they spent a couple of $1,000s on and aren't using.
That'll really help. Yeah, that's great news, Adam.
But that's great news, Adam. Wow, really, this is a really well thought out course here, bud. First of all. Second of all, how much did Daddy pay to rent that hotel room? Because I can guarantee that's what's going on here. What do you think?
Yeah.
Trust fund or daddy? Something. Yeah, for sure.
You get some really cool pictures. And if you did that once a month, once a quarter, once a year at least, get a variety of pictures.
I'm just picturing too, like me looking at, you know, Insta and be like, oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Brian's
got a new 30 pictures. Wait, if I think about it, I actually know somebody who does this. Somebody watch this video. Yes. I actually know.
I think so. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, shit. Sorry, we're not making fun. It's, you know, do what you want to do. God bless you. Now I realize I'm making direct fun of one of my friends because they absolutely do this. And now I'm thinking about it. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But God bless. You know, you get to a certain age. You need a photographer to make you look good.
Thanks. And you're going to look great.
And stop with the fucking inspirational music in the background. This is not inspirational.
No.
And then the last element, if I could give it to you, is this. It's this word. Candid. You want candid pictures. The candid picture is one where you're not looking
the
at the
candid
camera.
One where you got a photographer to
that's
professional
right. The
photographer.
Candid, yeah, the candid photograph where the photographer
posed.
Sets it up. Yeah,
the candid pose.
I know. I always think when Astrid and I get that once a year obligatory family photograph shit, and then she's like, "Let's just take a couple candids," and I'm like, "None of this is candid. Candid means off the top. It means I did it on accident.
Right.
It means I'm not putting it. You know, I'm not setting it all up. The truth is I'm standing here with you for 7 hours in the hot fucking sun trying to get my son to." Shut up! I look fat, ugly, I have dark circles. I don't want to take any more photographs. Chrissy and I did a photo shoot under duress.
We did.
It had to drag us there.
It's very rare for any of the actors to look directly into the camera. They'll look around at everything except directly down the camera lens.
Oh, that just
that's
means candid is when you just look away from directly at the camera? Like you're just looking away?
Yeah, the look away shot. Hey. Which is, over there. Over here, the one where you're just staring up in the air. By the way, that's all my photographs because I can't stand looking at the picture, so I just turn my head. I'm looking at something. So if you ever see a photograph of me looking at something, I'm really not looking at anything.
More immersive experience. That means most of us are used to seeing celebrities who don't look at the camera. And so what we want to do
somebody
is make
goes,
sure.
Don't.
Yeah, someone's a teacher's pet. Someone's been
don't
studying. Don't look at the camera. Are we done yet over here? You said you were going to serve us lunch. We've been here for 3 hours.
That as often as possible, we're getting pictures where we're not looking directly in the camera. I actually have a friend of mine that will set up a selfie camera and then not look at the camera and do an activity and set it so they'll take like 20 pictures of themselves at a distance.
Brilliant! Brilliant! This man is a genius!
Set up a selfie timer. Yeah. Then look away and do an activity and take like 20 pictures of yourself.
Who's your friend? Who's your friend, sir? He needs his own Wikipedia page. Someone sign him up for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's got the candid down automatically. He's set up his candids.
We'll go back through, pick the one that's good. That's the one that goes off on social media. So that's how you get good photos. And this should be a conscious effort. If I was going to give you a task, I would say for the next month, go through and make sure you upload one picture every single day.
Oh, here comes more music. God damn, this is stupid.
That follows this process. It's one where you're not holding the camera and it's a candid candid picture. Also learn a little bit about lighting.
Smile. It'll make a big difference. You're on candid camera.
I can. There's 800 and 600 and some odd people that watch this video.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of them have taken this advice. And I bet we could spot them if we went through their Instagram page. They'd be looking away from the camera. He says, learn a little bit about lighting.
Okay, we're getting to the good stuff
next,
which is just post
area. And then they'll take a picture of themselves, but they're in shadow because they can see the light and they assume it's on them, but that's not necessarily true. So just understand that.
Silly beginners. Silly lying beginners. They need to learn how to lie better.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Jokes
on them, they've got a shadow. They think they've got this bullshit down, but they do not. They need much more experience faking life before they'll actually know how to live.
And sometimes it makes sense to spin in a circle until the camera looks good and you can see that you and the background are both easily to be seen.
Spin I'm going to spin in a circle before I take my picture. Fucking hate selfies. I'm never going to spin in a circle, Chrissy. The second you see me spinning in a circle with a selfie. Could you just see me like at some industry conference or just like spinning around in circles?
You should do a video.
I'm trying it. Yeah, I'm going to. I'm trying to get the lighting right.
Posts. What do you write about? This is how people are going to judge you. A lot of us say freedom of speech.
How stupidly vain.
Judge you.
Judge you. Who gives a shit what people think about you?
I know.
I mean, I guess that's kind of the point of putting stuff on social media, is so that other people can figure out stuff about you, or you wouldn't put it on social media. Yeah. But honestly, who gives it? Don't give a shit about what people think about you. There's a saying that I've had for a long time ago. A saying I've had for a long time. What you think of me is none of my business.
Exactly.
That's it. Period, end of sentence. Yep. Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it's none of my fucking business. Mm-hmm. That's why reading reviews on this podcast is like my least favorite thing to do. Because honestly, I mean, I care if I want you to laugh. Yes. I hope that in a moment in time, I'm giving you some relief from your stressful day, or I gave you a giggle and that made you feel good. But what you really think about me, I don't care. That protects me from all the bad reviews.
Exactly.
That way of thinking protects my little feelings.
Can write whatever I want. It's my voice. But that's not actually true. Most social media platforms have rules about what you can and can't post. It's not a public forum. It is a private company, and they do get to monitor what you say. So if they have guidelines,
well, I wish they monitored a little bit more of what people say. Actually, I mean, some of these people are going crazy on these things.
Yeah.
And the best thing that I can suggest is only do positive posts. If you go back through every social media post I've made in the last goodness knows how many years,
she's so excited to read that.
Yeah, there's more stock photography of some girl that's really excited to read some posts.
She's like, whoa. Yeah. Oh my God.
Going to burn down the skate capital today. Oh, happy joy.
Even when bad things have happened in my life, I often write positive things about it. I try and find the silver lining in anything. Because
why do I not find that hard to believe, Adam? Your whole life is manufactured, bro.
Yeah.
A therapy session. It's not a place for me to vent. It's a place for me to inspire and to help others. And that's the whole point. So,
wow, you've really inspired Chrissy and I. Yeah. You've inspired Chrissy and I to do a bunch more videos on you.
Exactly.
Should always be positive. If you can do that, your attractiveness will go through the roof. You're about. Again, when people write an about, they'll often be dismissive. People tend to write like, I don't know what to write here, so I just wrote some random crap about me. If you start with, I don't know what to write here, that literally means you don't know who you are.
Who is that? Johnny Depp from The Matrix? You go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and watch the actual video. He is literally he's put inspirational music behind all of his talking, which is absolutely obnoxious. You should never do that. Second of all, unless you're actually talking about something inspirational. Second of all, he is interspersing all of these
stock
clips that make no sense with what he's talking about. Right now, we're looking at a guy who's got sunglasses on, and in those sunglasses, something's spinning around. I don't know. It's
so
stupid.
He's got his fingers on his chin.
Yeah, he's very pensive. Yeah.
This is the point where you're supposed to let people know about yourself. If I was going to do it, and I wasn't
my address
as good as doing it,
185.
Come steal
all of everything that's in my house when I post about going on vacation.
That's right. We're going to be in Disney World from the 7th through the 13th.
Right. This is where I live.
My the code to my nest is 7745. Feel free to come on by. Take a look at my Instagram photographs.
And the easiest way to an FAQ would actually be to start with a positive post on your social media. I'd be like, hey guys, if you could ask me anything about myself, what would you ask?
Oh my God, who are these people? If someone on my fucking Facebook wrote, hey guys, if you could ask me anything in the world, what would it be? I'd be like, can you shut up for 2 seconds about yourself? Because no one likes you.
I mean, if that's not a perfect picture of my dating life, I don't know what is. I swear to God, Adam the Liar is out here trying to ruin my life. Damn. Brian and Chrissy wanted me to remind you again to send comments, questions, your dating profile, or content ideas to 855-TCB-8383. Toll free 855-TCB-8383. Go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Until next time, I'm Christina, and I never say bye.